Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Tombstone, Arizona. And I'm going to tell you right up front, we're taping the program for you the day before the Monster Cast airs, 2 days before the Monster Cast airs for this hour, because I have sitting in front of me, go right to it, because time is of the essence. We're here for Freedom Fest in Tombstone, Arizona. I have sitting at the table with me in these portable Crossbreed Holster Studios a very, very good friend of mine, Mr. Kurt Schilling. It's so good to see you here.
Great to see you.
How fun to be actually be together on the air. We can look at each other, right?
It's always good. It's exciting. And to come down here for the cause we're coming down here for. And, to, you know, I live in Mass, and so I don't see Midtown, mid-city America anymore.
You don't see Tombstone in
Massachusetts. No, but this is really what 90% of America is. It's these hardworking, blue-collar,
real
people. And I grew up in Arizona. I haven't been here in, 40 years. But getting face-to-face with you doesn't happen enough, obviously.
Oh, I know. What an opportunity.
And your wife's healthy and doing well, which makes everything okay.
You know, I don't know if you know this. I think you know this, but I talked about her condition when we announced that publicly on your show the first time. That's how comfortable I was talking about it. My wife mentioned to you to give you a huge hug and thank you for everything that you did for her and sending those thoughts and prayers. And it worked.
Yeah.
She's 100% healthy.
And you know what? At the end of the day, she's married to you. So I know hard for her to get over it. I mean, you know, but no, it's such a good story, and faith is a wonderful thing.
It is. It's awesome to have you here, Kurt. Well, here we are in Tombstone, Arizona. You got in last night, a little bit later than I did, came in from Phoenix. I did the same thing. We're here for Freedom Fest, celebrating the Second Amendment in a Second Amendment proclamated, declared city, the only one in America that put it down in proclamation.
Yeah.
And here it is in your home state of Arizona,
yep.
A place I get to, as you know, every year. This is my second broadcast in 9 months from this very facility. What does it mean to you? What is Freedom Days in Tombstone? What made you want to get on an airplane and come all the way out to the dusty streets of Tombstone to celebrate this?
You know, it's going to sound corny, and I get it, but I love my country. I love where I live. I love my, you know, I grew up an Army brat, and here I am in my 50s, and the first living Congressional Medal of Honor winner from the Iraq War was presented yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have some dear friends who were friends of mine I met in Iraq when I went over my two USO tours. I live in a country that still makes the greatest human beings alive, that will stand the post, no matter the weather, no matter the time, no matter the place, and defend the freedom of people they don't know. And that's under assault right now.
That is the way you describe that is uniquely American, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that is under direct assault. The left has stopped sugarcoating.
But let me interrupt for a second, because we were talking before these mics went live. You mentioned something about the debates over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
How many of, and I call it the clown posse. I think that's an accurate description.
Yep.
It truly is.
This was two phenomenal days for Trump.
It was amazing days for Trump. But you noticed something that I didn't happen to catch. Not one what?
20 debaters, all serving in public, 4 hours on prime time. Not one American flag to be seen.
Has the media covered that?
No.
Excuse me. That's unbelievable. What is that? So what does that mean to Kurt Schilling? What does that mean to you that they refuse to even put a flag on the stage?
I can't sum it up in one thing. What I do know is that, 4 years ago when you and I met, 3-4 years ago when you and I first met, you and I talked about some things, and they've come to fruition.
We discussed it over breakfast today.
Yep.
It's actually kind of eerie, but it wasn't just, we think this might happen. We actually picked.
We said specifically.
And it's happened.
Right. And because it was so easy to see for rational, normal adults. It was so easy for us to just, like I said, let's just play this out fundamentally. Let's just play this out with the, and I use air quotes, the logic the left uses. And at some point in the very near future, an American citizen, a law-abiding American citizen, will be killed in his home for not surrendering firearms he legally owns. And it's happened.
It's already happened. It happened right in Maryland, as you know.
Yep.
And we're talking about red flags, listener. We're talking about the red flag law that every single one, what are there, 1,208 sharing that debate stage now?
Yep.
Okay. And there are other wannabes too. Swalwell so low in the polls he doesn't register anymore. But they're all up there pushing one agenda. Not one of them has not fully embraced the confiscation of Americans' firearms. Not one.
You want to make it simple for your listeners? I've got a document here. This document repeals the Second Amendment. Every single one of those people would sign it and put it into law tomorrow if they had the ability.
No question. No question. Not only would they sign it, but they would fully embrace it. And they
would
run on it.
That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where I want to talk to police officers, and I want to talk to people that are in the National Guard. What are they going to do if that happens? Because you and I talked about, and I hate the thought that this is possible, but I don't see liberals getting less immature, less aggressive, less hostile. I mean, they're the most racially dividing, hostile human beings on the planet, but they're never big enough to stand up and fight for what they believe in.
You know, one of the things, well said, one of the things that we predicted, the two of us did, and it was on your show, and it's going back about 3 years, if not longer, was that they will eventually call for confiscation of firearms. They will outright call for the confiscation of firearms, and they did it. And we didn't generalize about that. We said they were going to do it in this election, and they did it.
And what have they been telling us for the last 20 years? Oh, they're not trying to take your guns.
Okay. See, I got so many different rabbit holes.
Yeah, no.
Let's go. When this pops up, I want to jump in for a reason. When they say nobody wants to take your guns. We only want common sense, what gun safety
right.
measures.
Common sense
right?
gun control.
Common sense
which
gun safety.
Which already exists.
Common sense gun safety measures now means banning particular
right.
firearms and confiscating others.
And it's not even, they want them all. And they've said, if I could have them all, I'd take them all. You know, what this generation needs, and that's what I think one of the reasons why I'm here, one of the most important reasons, it's why I've joined the Young Americans Foundation, why I want to work with Turning Point USA, is information is power,
mm-hmm.
right? This generation doesn't understand, and I'm not calling them stupid. I'm just saying they've been misled into their 20s. To believe they don't know what socialism is. Che Guevara was one of the most heinous human beings that's ever lived. He's an icon to the left. Margaret Sanger is someone
they were his photo on
right.
T-shirts.
Right, and because they don't know. And that's the thing. It doesn't make it okay. Ignorance is not an excuse.
No, and let me say, you know this. You've heard me say it a million times. Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Because
it's dangerous.
Very dangerous. Because we have right here, here's an iPhone in my hand right here. There's more power in this computer right here than went to the moon
right.
in the Apollo spacecraft.
In your hand.
We've got the answers to everything we want here. If we choose to ignore those answers, we breed our
right.
own stupidity.
Right.
Well, and the younger generation is doing that.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when the people in the South were protesting the Civil War statues of the Confederate generals and tearing them down, there was a great picture of it, and they had the ropes around it like they were pulling, almost like you saw them pulling Saddam's head down in Baghdad. And there was a picture next to him. I posted a picture next to it of some Islamic extremists pulling down a Christian cross. And I said, what's the difference in these two pictures? We have a blemished past. I mean, everybody knows about it.
We're human beings. All human beings have a blemished past.
Millions of people, of our people, millions of us have died to fix the problems. Yes, we had slavery, but we certainly weren't standing out in the world alone doing it.
Of course not. We go back to the dawn of man.
Right.
It was America that stopped slavery.
And that's where you want to – and that was the other thing is if you're going to ask – you know, we're going off on a bunch of different tangents, but – let's just stick to where we were, and then we'll talk about that one.
Well,
later.
No, it's okay to go off in a bunch of different tangents. That's what's fun.
That's right. That's where I'm.
I want you to hold that. Yeah. We don't have enough time in this segment to go there. Kurt, I'm sitting with Kurt Schilling in Tombstone, Arizona, at the Larien Motel. Let me tell you something. It's very, very hot outside.
It's Arizona.
When we're done with this with this hour, you and I are heading over to a celebrity mixer at the Oriental Saloon.
Yep.
On that famous corner of 5th and Allen. We're going to have a great time. Then we're going to get together and have some dinner and talk about what we're going to do tomorrow for the parade. And then we've got the 2A Town Hall, the Second Amendment Town Hall. We are here in Tombstone, Arizona, literally celebrating the Second Amendment in a town that was built on the gun. Good things and bad things
happen.
We're
celebrating the amendment that protects all the others.
We are celebrating the amendment that protects all of the others. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from Tombstone, Arizona, continues right after this. Don't go away. And one thing I want to mention in this first segment, Grilling While Armed, the book is finally released on Friday. Grilling While Armed. More about that coming up later in the program. I'll be back with Kurt Schilling right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment 2, hour 1 continues. Some of the best radio listeners, you've heard me say over the years, is the radio that you don't get to hear. And that's the conversation during the break. Here I am in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Let's get that out of the way. We are in the Crossbreed Holster Mobile Studios in beautiful, very hot, very beautiful Tombstone, Arizona. Just a place rich in Western folklore and history. And Kurt Schilling and I were laughing about the name of my book, released Friday, Grilling While Armed, The Top 20 Recipes, How to Get Off the Gas and Become Your Neighborhood Barbecue Pit Boss in One Day. And you turned back and laughed and said, I've never heard a more redneck name for a book in my life.
Never. Like I said, I'm used to watching liberals try and create a meal around a wine.
Yeah.
Rednecks trying to create a meal around a gun is just poetic.
You are not going to see Bobby Flay standing on a rooftop in New York City creating a barbecue meal
with an
around
AR-15
a Glock or an AR-15
slung over his shoulder.
It's fantastic. But thank you for the good laugh. I appreciate it. The book is released. I can't wait to get you your copy.
That is.
It's great. It's going to be a good time.
Shonda will dig it, too.
Yeah, Shonda. She's doing good, too,
she's
right?
She's doing great.
Excellent.
You.
Shonda, of course, is Kurt's wife. She's wonderful. Was able to get together at the GRPC. Oh, speaking of GRPC, you've committed to being at this year's GRPC again in Phoenix this year.
Yeah.
At the end of September,
yep.
Where you and I will both be sharing the stage again at this enormous event. And I'm going to warn you right now, Kurt, this event's going to be real big.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on with the National Rifle Association. You and I are going to touch on that. I think it's important we talk about it. People need to hear what we have to say about it. But that GRPC this year is generally speaking, 600 to 800. This year, I think you're going to see top 1,000 easy.
Well, you're seeing D.C. energize this country in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And I think people like you and me, which I would argue we're much more common around this country than Alyssa Milano, we are doing and saying things in public and out loud now we didn't do in the past because now we realize we have to. Media's not going to do it.
Let me be real politically incorrect here for a second. You know what I hate about the whole Alyssa Milano thing? You know, I'm in Georgia, as you know. She's out now trying to boycott the state of Georgia for all of the film work that's occurring in
right.
the state because of the heartbeat bill. I found out today earlier was, I guess Fox News was reporting, I believe CNN was reporting, that the first challenge to that bill has been filed in court. So this is going to be a long time coming. I think Alyssa Milano's really attractive. I used to love watching Alyssa Milano, and I'm a man. I can say those things, can't I? Am I allowed to say I'm attracted to a woman? I look at her today. And it makes me sick to my stomach because of the politics involved.
Well, and I have a different angle.
What is that? I got to hear it. What is
Alyssa
it?
Alyssa Milano and the Florida Marlins pitching staff when I played were friends up and down the rotation. So I got stories for years on that one.
We probably shouldn't want to. We don't probably
we'll
not want to talk about that on Armed
we'll
American
leave
Radio.
It at that.
Oh, that is too funny. Yeah, yeah. I guess the point that I'm trying to
but
make.
But it's all
is,
Hollywood. That's what's repulsive to me. You look at the most morally corrupt. Ethically bankrupt place in this country. It's right in the center
trying
of Hollywood.
Trying to tell me how to live. Trying to bring Hollywood values to conservative
there
Georgia.
There are
we don't
no
want
values.
You. Well, yeah, and you said liberal logic in the first segment. Is there such a thing
no.
as liberal logic?
I want to know. The question right now is, do those 20 people really believe what they said, or are they being willfully ignorant? You can't believe any of the things they're saying because there's no factual statistics to back up anything they're claiming. You can't have Medicare for all. You can't afford. There's no such thing as government funded. Government funded means taxpayer funded.
Well, let's look. You got to put a level of respect where Bernie. At least Bernie said, "Well, of course I'm going to raise taxes.
Right, right, right.
I'm going to raise everybody's taxes, yeah. And we're going to have what did he say for college? Was mind boggling when he said,
well, it's,
he said we're going to pay for everybody's college because no child
right.
should have to pay for the rest of their lives for the crime of wanting to go to college.
Oh,
now, that's
God.
A pretty good Bernie impersonation.
If I close my eyes, I'm thinking Bernie's in.
That's a pretty good impersonation.
That was very good.
Right? I just realized that was
time, yes, it was. A couple times you hit it. but it was.
He's also a gun grabber now, too. Remember, he wasn't before, but he is now.
They're so, I mean, and you look at what de Blasio's done to New York and what all of these, most of these, well, I mean, I've been tit-tatting with Eric Swalwell on Twitter, and I said, listen.
I've seen you guys go back and forth, and he's attacked you vehemently and viciously, which is all a liberal can do when they're faced with facts. He gets very personal with you.
He's
I enjoy
polling
reading
at 0%. I just said, listen, dude, somebody in your inner circle is lying to you, because when you're polling at zero, true or false, Eric, you and I are polling at the same number today.
Yeah, and I'm not running for president.
I have not made one ad or any announcements, and we have the same percent, you know.
When you see a guy like Swalwell from California want to impose, now I don't know that, I do not believe, I'm not positive that he believes literally what's coming out of his mouth. I'm not sure.
He's the one that said, our government has nuclear weapons. You know, he threatened, you know, and I know what he was saying.
Right.
But he used it as a threat. And this is what makes me sexist, I guess, to people. The alpha in me comes out when a guy like a beta like that starts talking about, he never wants to offend anybody, but he offends everybody.
I can't impersonate him without getting myself in trouble.
And I would be upset if you did.
I couldn't without getting myself in trouble.
Right.
I don't need you throwing the headset down and walking away. Right. It's been a long time coming getting you together on the show.
He's Lincoln Chafee. He's this year's Lincoln. He's this election's Lincoln Chafee. He's irrelevant. But look at the airtime he gets, because he's on the Judiciary Committee and he wants to move forward with impeachment.
Because he's getting as far. This goes back to what you and I were talking about a couple of years ago, that they were going. And one of the predictions was that we were going to see them try to outleft each other. And boy, that's never been truer.
But
it's going to get worse.
And but they're not hiding it anymore. That's the fear. They're openly saying.
But don't you want them to? Because when we talked about confiscation, I finally heard them say it. I said, now you're talking. Now America can see exactly what it is you want and what the choice is. But, so it's a good thing that they're doing that, right?
But I thought we would see. Maybe I didn't think it, but you would expect a mass exodus from the left when they started doing these things and saying these things.
A few years ago, maybe 8 to 10 years ago, but not today.
Well, the walk-away movement, whether it be Latino, the black, all of the different
still got legs?
Always still has legs. And that's what I was saying the other day is I've probably seen 1,001, you know, firsthand testimonials. This is why I left the Democratic Party. I've never seen one the other way.
And you know darn good and well that the left would be publicizing that everywhere if it was out there.
If they could publicize anybody of any influence that voted for Trump and is now saying he's a bad dude, that person would be on CNN and MSNBC, blah, blah. But I really believe that 2016 was the great awakening.
You know, somebody that you know well, that I know, Steve Bannon, was on my show, and I'll never forget him saying this. He said, and I quote, "Mark, Donald Trump's election was divine intervention. It absolutely had to happen. This country would have fallen apart if it hadn't." I know you believe that at your core. I believe that. And I'll never forget the night of the election. I actually made the prediction on the air Tuesday. Here's how I closed out my show. I said, a lot of people are going to be very surprised tomorrow when they wake up. Trump plus 300 electoral votes. You've been listening to Armed American Radio. We'll see if I'm right tomorrow. 306 electoral votes. Yeah. So I still have people asking me to pick their lottery tickets.
I had 321. I posted my electoral blue and red country the night before and got thousands of, oh, my God, this is not going to age well. Wait till tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And the next day I was laughing.
Yeah, but I felt good. And I had tears in my eyes when Trump won that election. I was up all night, and I knew the direction of the Supreme Court for my kid. I knew my kids' lives were saved. That meant everything to me. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back here on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, I've got two more segments with the great Kurt Schilling sitting before me in these Crossbreed Holster Mobile Studios in beautiful Tombstone, Arizona, where we are here celebrating the Second Amendment this weekend for Freedom Days. Kurt, it's great to have you here. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Don't go away.
Attention, responsibly armed American. Sadly, we live in dangerous times. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But you know what? Enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. So for a limited time, the United States Concealed Carry Association is offering free copies of their complete mass shooting survival guide to anyone who wants one. Just text the word GET to 87222. With this guide, you'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack,
proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. But you need to hurry because this offer ends Friday, June 28th. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 now to get your complete mass shooting survival guide. It only takes seconds. It's completely free, but it'll be gone soon. Get your free guide right now, and you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print out for your local school, church, or office. This offer ends Friday, so don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. Text the word GET to 87222, G-E-T to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, Tombstone, Arizona. We're live to tape for you because I have the opportunity sitting in front of me right now in the Mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios with me is the great Kurt Schilling. Kurt, always outspoken, always fun. Known you for a long time. We've had a lot of fun together on the radio, you on mine, mine on your show. We've done some great work together. We've made some great predictions that have come true. We were just talking about Donald Trump. You had 321. I had 306. Donald Trump is the president. Steve Bannon said it was divine intervention. I cried that night because I knew my kid's future for the relative next 20, 30 years was going to be safe.
Yeah.
Quick question before we move over to some other topics. Is it long enough? Is that 20 years long enough? Is America turning towards socialism?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it just media hype that's bombarding
it? No, it's not
media
hype. I don't like to use – I don't know what the word is. I'm not scared. I'm worried.
I am. I'm scared.
I'm worried about 2024. Because and I say this, and I mean this, without short of the someone taking President Trump's life, he's going to win the next election. He's going to be our president through 2020.
Oh, that's a prediction I've made on the air, too, and I'm with you 100%.
It could be a Reagan-Mondale-like slide. But New York and California will both do what they do in Massachusetts. Anyway, I don't know. They're out of control. They're a careening, out-of-control car full of socialist-loving clowns. I don't know where what they end up hitting at the end of this, because they're not going to stop.
You know, interesting, you said post-Trump, earlier today when we were talking, I think it was at breakfast, you said there's no vision post-Trump from the left, is there?
Well, there's no vision for the left right now. Look, what they're telling people on in that debate, none of that's feasible. They don't have a vision. They're pandering, like, worse than anybody I've ever seen.
So generally speaking, let's go back 20 years. You go back to a Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton pandered, like all politicians pander, when George H.W. Bush pandered, they all pander. But at some point, they tend to settle in after the primaries. I don't see that happening on the left. That's why I said I was scared. You said you were worried. That scares me, because when you come in, you know my disdain. You know my hatred for the media. We've discussed it many times. I believe the media shaping this narrative is extremely dangerous, because they're that propaganda wing for the left that doesn't have any other vision than that, and we're not seeing any more of it because the media is pushing it. That's what frightens me.
The media, including Google, YouTube,
well, that's a whole
Twitter,
other ballgame,
and Facebook, but that is media today. That's where people get their news. And we now know, and if anybody hasn't seen Dan Crenshaw grilling Google,
right,
please go watch the YouTube video. They're outwardly... Well, Project Veritas exposed another fraud. They said this. What was it? The CEO of innovation at Google said, "We cannot allow 2016 to happen again."
But I've seen the video. You've seen the video.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, that means exactly what it. What
right.
We
that's
know
what I'm saying. Okay.
We're going to do what we have to do as a company to change that. We're going to skew things.
Right. And this is where you and I always have good conversations, because I'm not a politician that I just dismiss things. Stop. What exactly do you mean by that? How are you going to make sure it doesn't happen again? Because that's a coup. You're talking about overthrowing your government if you're trying to dictate who the next president is.
When your company is that big and controls 99% of the search function that we now use on these stupid things.
Absolutely.
I know where you're going with this, because I can read your mind, so let's do it. As conservatives, we generally don't want government regulation at all. Are you saying that we need some government regulation of this entity? Because it is a big entity. Google, Facebook. You know, people say to me the other day, we had an individual sitting here in the studio wanting us to talk about Facebook. Facebook wouldn't allow us to promote further the Second Amendment issue because it was talking about Second Amendment. They wouldn't allow us to do that. People say, well, I don't use Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Who owns Instagram? Facebook owns Instagram.
They're acting as if you're trying to print a copy of Mein Kampf. That's my problem. They're treating the Constitution as if it's some satanic. I don't want to say satanic, because they're embracing that too. But that is scary. That we're, and that's why I was talking to the gentleman that was here earlier. You know, he's in his 70s or 80s. That generation has to be just crushed.
The amount of work that they put into this country
to make this country in the 70s and 80s what it became, and then to watch what's happening now has to be heartbreaking.
The greatest generation it is sad. What we're talking about is sad.
Well, the parallel between the living greatest generation and the decay of America is going, the more people that disappear from that generation, the more morally bankrupt this country becomes.
And, you know, with a powerful media, you and I are sadly old enough. We're about the same age. I remember, like you remember, I remember Walter Cronkite delivering the news when I was a kid. I remember the comeuppance of Dan, rather biased, remember? But we got our news from ABC, NBC, CBS. And it was news. And even when Dan Rather was giving the news, by today's standards, he was giving the news.
The news was, this happened here, this happened there. The news wasn't, the president sucks, and here's why.
And I think, because I think at the beginning of a conversation, it's not news. So when you hear an American, when you hear a pundit, Fox News is as guilty as the rest. You know, I say this a lot. I pick on my mom and dad a little bit. You know, my mom and dad live in Naples, as you know. They've got a place up in Georgia also. I'll call them when they're down in Naples, 7 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Oh, good. Your dad and I are just got some coffee. We're watching the news. What are you watching? Oh, Fox and Friends. You're not watching the news. Yeah. You're watching four people give you their opinion on a couch.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, but you can't call it the news. And that's what we're defaulting to mentally, yeah. that this is now news, and that's very dangerous. Let me put it in two-way perspective for you. The media has driven the narrative on guns being bad for so long that Eric Swalwell and Kamala Harris, I call her Kamala Harris, and Swalwell and the rest of them can say and do what they're doing on that clown posse stage and come after confiscation because they're living in that bubble. Imagine, Kurt, if the media talked every day about the positive uses of guns.
They pushed the conversation past the starting point. The conversation has to begin with, we know guns are bad. That's an assumption of every conversation about firearms. Okay, we're just... It's the exact same they did with same thing they did with President Trump. Of course he's a bold-faced liar. But and so you know what I'm saying, that like
of course
they make, and I've suffered from that the media's done that. Like, people will dismiss me out of hand as a racist. Like, I've never done anything racist in my life, but the media is so powerful they can marginalize anybody or anything if they choose to. Illegal immigrants are not immigrants.
No, they're criminals. And that's why I love sitting here with you, because you looked at me, you knew I was going to jump in here. I believe illegal immigration poses the single greatest threat to our Second Amendment rights. That it's a huge problem, because we know for a fact that there's a reason the Democrats want them coming in. There's a reason they want open borders. There's a reason they want to decriminalize criminal behavior, because they know that voting bloc, about 85%, is going to vote lockstep with them. And who's the party of gun control?
Why?
It's a huge problem.
How can we be having a conversation around a non-citizen? It's a debate. We're debating whether someone who isn't a citizen of our country should be able to vote in our election.
It's laughable. I know. I'm with you. I'm sitting here. I shake my head when I see something like this. Is there really? It's like they're saying there's a debate about guns. There's no debate. Right. That debate ended December 15, 1791. That debate is over. They create a debate by saying it's a debate. And because they control the media, they're able to drive that narrative.
Yep.
And that is what is so dangerous and what is so powerful about the mainstream press today. They've done it with you personally.
Yeah,
I've watched them. I've witnessed it. I see it happen to you in social media. They push that narrative. They drive it. All of a sudden, they dismiss you because that's what they said.
Yep.
And what they said. See, they're no longer worried about reporting the news. They're worried about making the news. Right?
They did the same thing with me in a smaller scale that they did to Justice Kavanaugh. They tried to marginalize him.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it was a smaller scale. Hardcore. Yeah, it's a different platform.
But he had a stage but that was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for my country watching those people do what they did.
And I think that's going to come out in the 2020 election as well. I think Americans were embarrassed by that. Forget what the media is telling us. You want proof positive that the polls are wrong? Who's your president?
Trump.
I'll be right back after these messages. Don't go away. We've got one more segment left with the great Kurt Schilling. This is a great program. Hope you're enjoying it. Back right after this.
Attention, responsibly armed American. Sadly, we live in dangerous times. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But you know what? Enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. So for a limited time, the United States Concealed Carry Association is offering free copies of their complete mass shooting survival guide to anyone who wants one. Just text the word GET to 87222. With this guide, you'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. But you need to hurry, because this offer ends Friday, June 28th. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 now to get your complete mass shooting survival guide. It only takes seconds, it's completely free, but it'll be gone soon. Get your free guide right now, and you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print out for your local school, church, or office. This offer ends Friday, so don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. Text the word GET to 87222. G-E-T to 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, biometric, keypad, and RFID gun safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio, segment four. Unfortunately, we're having, and I'll use a baseball analogy, we're getting ready to slide into home. We've already rounded third. Here
no,
we come
no,
to
I'm
the fourth
pitcher.
Base.
We're closing it out.
You're closing it out.
No sliding into home.
Yeah, that's right. No sliding into
home.
How about
your Braves?
We're closing it out. Hey, listen, I took your advice.
Not soon enough, but yeah.
Well, you're right. I didn't soon enough. But for the listener here, let me tell you what we're talking about here. In December, when I was asking Kurt whether or not he could make it out to SHOT Show, Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, he said he couldn't make it. He said, but do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. When you're in Vegas, put $100 down on your Braves out there. Because they've got one hell of a baseball team. They're up and coming, and I'm telling you, they're the lookers. Let's do it. Well, I checked. The odds were 30-1 back then, and I didn't. But I did get 18-1
just
a few weeks ago. It's better than
– Hell yeah, it is.
You know what's getting ready to – you know, if you start looking at the playoffs now, you're getting 2-3-4-1 on the Braves.
Yep.
So.
And they have the kind of pitching staff that succeeds in October. That's why I like them.
Who's your favorite pitcher on that team right now, would you say?
Soroka.
He
went
like
to school
too.
With my oldest son.
Yeah,
they played ball together.
Fulton Nevich, how do you think he's going to make out? They moved him down
fine.
To Gwinnett again.
They sent him. Yeah, but that happens early in your career when you don't have. They don't have, which is why I love the Dallas Keuchel thing. They don't have a guy in that clubhouse that can anchor a rotation in the clubhouse, not on the field in the clubhouse, and explain. Hey, listen, that this happens. This is the way it works. It's not all fun and games, and it, you know, because learning
how to go from a loss to your next start is so hard as a young player, because you've always been the out.
Right.
You don't lose in high school. You're drafted because you're dominant. And then when you start having that for, I got sent down in 1991. I was traded that winter.
88 was your rookie year.
90 was my rookie year. 88 was my debut. I got traded that winter, a huge deal from Baltimore to Houston, and I was the closer for the Astros. May 1st, I got sent to AAA.
Right.
And I spent 30 days in AAA, and it was one of the, I never went back after I got
sent. How does that make you feel?
It made me want to work harder.
Ooh.
Like, I was pissed because I...
You wanted to... see how we can always...
Yeah.
There's a work ethic there.
Yeah.
There's a work ethic.
I had a lot of pride, and Roger Clemens, very early in my life, told me a lesson I never, ever forgot to this day. He said, when you go out to the mound and you have that uniform on, the name on the back of your jersey is not yours. It's your father's. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that. And I lost my dad in right 2 years before
Great
that.
Great advice.
And it was because Schilling matters. I have three boys, which is I don't, and I never cared what they did for a living. I only wanted them to represent the name, and by being a good person, by being moral and ethical. Not that you're going to not make mistakes. That's not going to make you not make mistakes, but you're always going to try and come back to the right place, because I don't. Your kids are fixed when you don't have to be in the room to parent them. When they think, you know what, Dad probably wouldn't like that.
What you just said goes right to trust. When you can trust your kids because they've been brought up the right way, that means everything in the world. You know what, I'm there with my kids, and that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So to hear you say that in those, because that's right.
Well,
that's
a different day and age for trust, though. Like you have to trust different things nowadays. Because I always tell my kid, I'm not raising everybody else. I don't raise other people. I don't raise everybody's doing it. Your name's Schilling. I don't care that everybody's doing it. It's smoking pot. It's not what everybody does. I didn't do it. I know a lot of people that didn't do it. Trying drugs, it's not what everybody does.
But the left tells us that everything's okay.
Right. No, the left, well, here's the thing. The left is so far off the reservation that in California, they will legally allow a 12-year-old to have transgender surgery without parental consent.
And this is progressive politics. This is the petri dish that they want for the country.
We need to find another word for it, because progressive is a positive thing, right? You're progressively better. You're progressively healthier. This is demonic in so many ways. And as a Christian,
There's no question it's an evil ideology.
Yeah.
There's no question. And that's not Mark Walters, the host of the show, saying it. I don't think it's Kurt Schilling saying it. I think it's history.
Full-term abortion, that's all. I mean, are you kidding
me? It's history proving us right, because no one can go back in history and show me the positives of this. Nobody can.
Well, if you listed, did you see the discussion that they had on abortion, full-term abortion?
During the debates? Yeah.
Okay, they went on Fox News afterwards. And Swalwell and Tulsi Gabbard's defense was... Well, listen, we'll make it legal to terminate a newly born child, but nobody's actually ever going to do it. That was their defense.
Okay, let's take that to 2A. Let's bring that to 2A. Nobody wants your guns. It's a red flag law. It's designed to keep bad people from having guns and acting out at a moment in their life when they shouldn't. But it's never going to happen. Nobody's going to get killed. I know it's, but nobody's actually going to abuse it.
But here's the beauty of this. All the laws they want exist. But the people that they're pointing to as examples got guns because the government screwed up. The process is broken, not the law.
Yeah.
Background checks are missing. There are people who shouldn't have guns. There are illegal immigrants back in the country with illegal firearms. You look at Fast and Furious and all the other things. The laws, and that's the hardest part for me, is I'm at a point now where it's hard for me to be very even-keeled because I hate arguing with stupid people. And I hate hearing...
Here's some really good advice. Don't walk away.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
I know, it is.
Isn't it difficult? Well, but at this point, at this stage of the game, with the country so divided, and there's being so much hatred, as you know, in social media.
There's no middle ground.
There's no middle ground anymore. And, you know, if you've got somebody that's not willing to look at you and go, I never thought about that before, it's best to walk away. Listen, I'm telling you that. We've discussed it together before on the show. It really, truly is best to walk away. Because all you're going to do is drive yourself nuts.
But I have that bone in my body that makes me think I can convert people.
It's tough, man.
I know it is. But as a Christian, I've been able to see that happen. And I always rely on, I always give everybody the benefit of the doubt. They're smarter than they're letting on. And if I give them something to think about, it's a, very much like when I talk to people who are atheists about Christianity, I just want them to start, I want them to continue thinking about the conversation after it's over. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you're doing it wrong. This is the. I want them to say, I want to ask a liberal, if you believe that bacteria is a sign of life on Mars, how is a baby in the womb not life?
You know, that's a great question. And have you ever asked that question?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten an answer?
No. That's you don't understand. It's a woman's body.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right. That's exactly how it works.
That's not what I'm saying. Listen, let's go to we're talking about background checks. We're talking about guns. We're talking about the left believing all these things. Let's go full circle to where we started off the hour. And that is, do they believe what they're saying? So let me tie that to guns. Nobody wants to take your guns. That's pretty much how we started off in the show when we went to guns. They're okay with handguns. Nobody wants to take your handgun.
They do.
But Virginia Beach was a handgun.
They're...
It didn't fit their narrative.
No.
Virginia Tech was a handgun. So are you telling me, Kurt, that Swalwell's okay with, let's do liberal math, 32 in Virginia Tech plus 10, that's 42. Let's go carry the two. That's 44 dead individuals in the state of Virginia alone by an individual with a handgun. They're okay with that?
So here's the plan, and you know this as well as I do. This is not about repealing the Second Amendment. This is, and Nancy Pelosi said it about 6 months ago. They just want to get in the door.
If I
can get in the door and ban the AR-15 and create a law that allows me to put on the books this gun is banned, then at some point I can add other guns.
I can add other guns.
They'll get to a point where they'll say, listen, you can have a .22 rifle.
California's done it.
As long as it's government notified, you know, all those things.
Listen, we're going to have to cut this hour short. I'm hopeful, but I don't know because we got a lot of polls on our time right now that I can get you for another hour.
We have the time.
Hopefully we're going to be able
Let's do it.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast will be back in the next hour, hopefully with Kurt Schilling because we're taping live. I'm hopeful we can do that. If not, I guarantee you we're going to have another great guest. Grilling While Armed, the cookbook is out. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll be back right after these breaks.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn
how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAOnAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAOnAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAOnAir.com.